Oh, glory to God. Say my simple heart. I credit it to God's grace. That's the point. We credit it to God's grace. Oh, glory, glory. And it's take a piece, take a verse, take a batatati. Zappos, take a pantis, take a titus, atitis, asetate. And broad take a sotas. Say, I credit my simple acts to God. That's the point. That's it. You credit it to God. Credit it to God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. And tintos to gabantos to vatetes to vatetasta. You credit it to God. Do you know that's the point? The difference in the parable of the sower, the reason for the difference in productivity is why? Differences in the soil, right? Which is the heart, right? The same seed was sowed, all true. The same sower, right? Same sower, same seed, same preacher, and same expectation, but different result because of what? The soil. Because of the soil. So if there's anything you remember, so go back to Romans 5 right now. I didn't know if you have seen the reason why believing the gospel is called the gift of righteousness in Romans 5. Have you seen it? Because it's not common. It's not common. It's not everywhere. That means to you that you have believed, you deem it as a gift of God. As a gift of God. Romans chapter 5. He said, as verse 15, not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See my simple words. I deem it as the free gift of God. Because don't forget, in that verse 15, if offense is an action, that means that free gift too is not just a possession, is an action. Is an action. That's what we are saying. Since if that offense is an action, that free gift is also an action. And so if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God. Hallelujah. And the gift by grace, which is by one, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Say, Jesus' obedience is now my obedience. That's what he's saying. It's also an action. That means our obedience to the work of the ministry, we deem it as a gift of God. So if your friends are saying you are not enjoying life, you say, come on, I am enjoying the gift of God. I am enjoying the gift of God. You must feel good about yourself. You tell your folks, I am not common. Not everybody is like me. I have received a gift of God. You see verse 16. Not as by one that sins, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift, judgment was by one to condemnation. The free gift was by what? Of many offenses unto justification. And now say in verse 17, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more, no, you see, compound word, they which receive, is a compound word there, receiving the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, what will happen? Shall reign. Now saying 18, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one. It's also an action. The free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Please, verse 19, want to go, guys? For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the what? Obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Clearly showing you that What he is calling disobedience is the offense, and what he is calling obedience is a free gift. I treasure myself. Say, I value myself. Oh, glory, glory. 1 Peter. Chapter 4. Verse 3 and 4. Oh, let me just read from verse 1. 1 Peter 4 from verse 1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God, to the lust of men. Amen? Are you with me? To the lust of men, not even to the lust of himself. The reason why a lot of people ask the way they ask is actually because of pressure. Pressure. Pressure from friends. Pressure from environment. Pressure from your colleagues at work. Pressure. We say, say, but you, that you no longer live the rest of your life in the lust of men, in the desire, being craved, being caged by the desires of others. Pleasing others at all cost. Now saying in verse 3, for the time past of our life, say time past. That's key. May suffice us to uproot the will of the Gentiles when we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Now, verse 4, slowly, let's read together. Wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excesses of riots, speaking evil of you. Now call you Mama Jason, right? For church only. Say, no, it's because I am enjoying the gift of God. That's the point. You are enjoying the gift of God. Like I love to say, any man that has time for God, don't disdain him or her. Don't dare. Don't say, no, he doesn't have a good job. You that you have a good job, what are you using to do? Oh, glory, glory, glory. This is what is lacking. A simple act. A simple act. So when people are thinking it's strange that you are not running like them, you don't now say, hey, don't worry, I will adjust. Don't adjust. Be proud of yourself. Be proud. Now, hey, I have time for God. Yeah, it does not even sound so sensible yet, but I have time for him. Yes, my colleagues, they all run right now doing all manner, but me, I have time for God. It's a gift of God. Don't think it is abnormal. It's a gift of God. Imagine the days of Noah. Everybody was after their own ways. Only one man stood for the truth. Only one man. So it's not about the population in the things of God. Majority does not carry the vote. In the things of God, majority does not have to be right. That's the point. It's not, you don't take a census to know what to do, to follow. No. It's not about majority. It's about what is the will of God. So that song is so key. Say, nothing will move me. I will keep my mind simple. That's why we are so careful about offenses in this place. Once anything can take away that art. That's why I've spent so much time teaching on faith and unbelief, especially that unbelief part in this. Anything that can affect that art, forget the rest. We pray. The prayer will not go anywhere. Once the art is not in the right place. Go back to that Matthew 13. Let me show you something again there. See, it's not about the power of God. It's not about the word of God. It's not even about Jesus. It's not about all. See the interpretation. Matthew 13, 18. Uh, Let's read Matthew 13, 18 and 19. One to go. Thank you. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one hear the word of kingdom and understand there not, this is he which receive seed by the very careful words I use. He said is he that received the seed. See that word? Very careful. That means it's the individual's duty to determine where the seed is coming to. Say he received the seed into, don't forget all those loamy soil, all those thorns, everything, they are all figures of speech. So he said, this is he that received the seed. That means the guy that received the seed into a stony ground could have as well received it to a what? To a good ground. Are you with me? Say it's about receiving. That means those things that we call types of soil there, they are the attitude we put to the word. Attitude. This is he that received the seed. That receive it. It's not that is how God made him. The way you can read it, you can read it like, okay, well, the guy is already a stony ground. So what could he have done better? No. That stony ground is his own choice. He could as well have received the seed into a good ground. Are you with me? So it's not about the potency of the word of God. It's about your heart. Reception, your heart. Now this weekend right now. Where are your friends? Your colleagues at work, where are they? What's raining in town? And see, I just love to speak about this before I continue this night. There is this thing in the world that makes people, you postpone your joy until big things. You see people, yes, as you walk, you keep saving, so that when September comes, you can carry your family on a what? Vacation, right? So, is that summer? Today is summer holiday, right? Okay, you don't even know summer. You don't go to anyone. Yes. So you can carry your family on summer vacation. So that means you are saving, anticipating that time. Oh, single ladies, single guys. Oh, you are okay. You are saving. You are working. You are keeping yourself everything so that anticipating the marriage day, right? Praise God. So that day, you don't say, Emilian entire hero. Amen. No, sorry. That means I am the one that people have thought that I cannot do a good thing in my life. But now, glory to God, I'm doing a good thing. It's God that did it. Now, God, though, that's the song. That was actually the song. Just like somebody in school, like all those FECOs, the real FECOs that, you, in fact, the real ones that are very brilliant, you see that they don't even bait at times to class. Just guru, anticipating what? Certificate, right? Hallelujah. That means they are working right now. In fact, some people, they are working for retirement. Imagine a guy at 30 or less than 30. All this work right and say, so that when I retire, I can now what? Relax. No, that's not your joy. Amen. Amen. Your joy is daily. Praise God. When you go on the street, you get some people with the Holy Ghost. That's joy to you. You're not waiting for big times. You're not waiting for vacation. No, we don't even give you. You're not waiting for just like this small saint that said one day, oh God, Pastor, you know how it is to just carry a baby? If I can just carry my baby. The joy of baby. Joy of motherhood.
So you will save all the joy you have expressed. You save it. What are you? I'm just expecting. When me too, my stomach.
Amen. Some people, even what they are anticipating is not the wedding, it's the bridal shower.
Wow. So what is this? That day. My friends will be there.
Now start goggling colors.
See that color on the pulpit of Edifice Assembly. You now mix it with the color. The horse blood.
Abba. Leave snake. My wife doesn't like snake. Please. Cockroach brown. Awesome.
They will now carry all the load. Now give everything to everything. If the clothes is not ready by Tuesday, if she's wearing it on Saturday, if it's already on Tuesday,
Because that entity will not be able to come to church. See how it is transpiring?
Finally, when the thing comes.
Amen. It's difficult for you to get me down for 15 minutes. You have to try. You must try.
There are things to rejoice about. Say, I'm born again.
I'm born again.
Hallelujah.
It's not about when I am, that's brother's side. Say, when the armor will see stone after you armor, what will happen? What do you think will happen after the armor will on armor? You now start looking for more armor. Doesn't stop. Who will blow? Remember that movie? So that's the point. That is not an in Christ thing.
Have I said right now that don't have good things in life?
No. But you cannot postpone joy. You can't. It is men in the world that is all there is to them.
Right, the first time some months ago when you told me,
I got somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. She was so happy.
You know, if you are saying that before somebody that doesn't sense a cleanse,
let's talk really, Jare.
Some girls, because somebody just told them, the car will almost eat them. You'll be so happy.
Finally, Jesus. Now lose everything.
That is not an in Christ thing. Don't pattern your life after carnal achievement. Don't postpone your life till it happens. And will now say, finally, when I have a shopping complex, I will now put on the billboard, Thanos Tito. Son of Thanos, thank you. Henry, son of Thanos, fashion designing. Then my mind will now come down.
See, our joy is now and every day. See, as we see our reality in the Word of God, it brings us joy. See, as we practice deep, as we experiment Christianity, it gives us joy. Hallelujah. See, my disciples, they give me joy.
That's the point. That's the point. Don't tie it to things. Don't be a joyful vacation Christian.
Especially that working bank, that you know that it's only well, they now give you one ridiculous 1 week leave in the whole year.
Finally, wow. Okay, so let's now go and paint the town. Which color?
No. That is not a thinking of a Christian. Luke chapter 9. I stopped around there last time. Now I'm still on our salvation. Don't worry, because tomorrow will be eventful. We are a different family. So the
prayers, with everything is taught by four hearts. Unless, Pastor Sabuki, take note, unless our normal stretch prayers, every normal VG should just end by four so that people can rest and pick up ministry in the day. Lema, thank you. Okay.
So, sin will always be priority error. I said that last time. Sin will always be priority error. Priority error. When self comes before God, when self comes before God, sin will never change from that divination. Priority error. We didn't see Adam do anything drastic. We didn't see Adam steal anything. We didn't see him commit any immorality in Genesis. But clear that, and that says a lot. The first manifestation of sin was priority error. But not that I don't like God, though, but God, hold on. Let me do my own first. God, hold on. Let me do my own first. My own will before your will. My own way before your way. When self comes, and that is still the same. You remember when we studied through 1 Corinthians chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9, and when we paraphrase, when we run through it, remember, just some weeks ago, you should remember now that we summarized, that we said that that everything was about love, remember? The whole of 1 Corinthians. So that means, that same sin in the beginning is still the same sin that Paul was writing about. That in the body of Christ, sin is when self comes before the body, right? Remember, like in chapter 11, say, don't you have houses where you should what? Eat? Do you come to church to shame the people that does not have? See, when you say in another place, say, when you sin so against the brethren, you sin against Christ. When you wound their weak conscience. That means when you, because of your own appetite, you say, oh, you that you have knowledge, you now sit in the temple of Amadewa, and you say, ah, nothing did happen. And Brashe, you that is weak in conscience, now say, ah, brother Rafa, you are eating with Jungo. Rafa said, nothing did happen. Why you come and sit down, eat like that. And when she now went got home in the night, now starts seeing masquerade pursuing him in the dream. Amen. So, Brother Rafa has wounded his weak conscience. Praise God. So, even right now, sin, have you remembered in that 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the same thing he was talking about. Say, this thing is commonly reported among you. And you are pumped up. And you don't mourn. Yeah, nothing. What? When you say, what? Can't I do as I like? What? When self comes before the body, every manifestation of sin could be traced to self, my own will before God's will. Self. Like I told you last time, even if you say, but it's my spiritual growth, I don't want to grow up spiritually, you are also selfish. You are selfish. Because your spiritual growth will result to the spiritual growth of others. So, sin will always be after this pattern.
Again, start from that same Luke 9:59 today, please. Luke 9:59.
Sin will always be after this pattern. Sin will always be after this pattern.
Luke chapter 9, verse 59. Okay, I'll wait for you. Glory, glory.
Okay. Say Luke 9, verse what? 59. Slowly, want to go? Let's read. Yes. And he said another, follow me. For he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Wow.
But Jesus said unto him, what? Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. So remember what I told you about this part. It's not because burying is wrong, but when the bell rings, everything else should be suspended. When the bell rings, that means it's not even about if you don't like your family, or it's about once that call rings, the day it dawns on you that this is what's to do. The day it dawns on you, that is when you start counting as sin. The day it dawns on you, to these people, this is like to that guy, that would be like his own, let me use the word carelessly, like your own age of accountability. That is his own translation from innocence to what? To responsibility. Did you understand that? From understanding Genesis. Innocence. So that is like his own translation. No, okay. Of course, you know that. You know babies don't go to hell, right? Why? Then instead of what? Innocence, right? That is, you can guess that from the series. So that's why they don't go to hell. They don't. It's not. Sin is an action. Sin is an action. If you don't do it, you are not going there. Deliberate action, consistent action is in departing from the living God. You must depart. You must run from God. Sin is, I am running from the life-giving God until you get to the destination. Of course, we spent over 20 series on this mountain. Over 20 sermons on that. I think, and sorry, understand Genesis series 2, Gospel God Action series 2 and 3. Have we done 3? Yeah, it's easier. I think I put it under done. Okay, sorry, as a joke. Because the Genesis 2 I've done, right? Which one have we done? 2 or 3? Oh, can that be wrong? No, 3 2. I'm just pitying this book that had exam this year. No, that is why I have not struck it in. Praise God. So now, get what I'm saying? That means, okay, the question is that, can we not become, when does babies translate from that innocence to accountability? Are you with me? It's all about the message. The message. Now, what I just said, it will be a lot if you have not listened to that. It is about the message. Now, some people now say, okay, that means until a preacher comes to you. No, not necessarily. Praise God. The appeal of God is to how many people? All men, right? All men. And with God, we've done on all men. Yeah, but there will not be influences either for or against. Let me stop down there. So that means, it is when the message dawns. Anything you now do against that, from that day, remember, see Acts chapter 17. Acts 17. Verse 30. Acts 17, verse 30. Let me know when you are there. 17:30. Okay, 1, 2, go. Let's read. Yes. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to. So I asked you a question that day. I said, how did God wink at those times? What demarcated the times? The presence of the preacher. It's not even the death of Christ. It's like saying, okay, all the rubbish you have done before, God pardoned. But now he is commanding. What is it about it now? I am here. Are you with me? Are you with me, brother? So that means it is when the call, when that sin will become heavy. Once the call now comes and you said no. Once it dawns and you said no. My way, my will. I'm going to Canada. Why? I'm looking for a better life. Okay, go back to the Luke 9. Verse 60. So he said unto you, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Okay, now say in verse 61. And another said also, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first. That is the issue. Let me first. I remember this example that Pastor Joy was given as touching a lady in her house. Let's keep her name. He said, go and do something. Or wash the plate. And I said, okay, but before I wash the plate, I could have also, let me first do what? And let me eat, right? So as she's eating, she now remembered, okay, I think you told her to wash clothes or something. Okay, or mop floor, I didn't know which one. So now she remembered that, okay, as I'm eating, I should not eat, the food should not go alone. I can be eating while washing something, right? So in the presence of that, eating, wow, the scene was so nice. She slept off, right? She woke up, and it's now 5 minutes to the appointed time, right? To the rapture. Thank you. So now that means actively, please pay attention. Actively, it's not that she does not want to do it. But let me do something else first. That is the Baba of Wilson. It's so tricky. It's not this thing. We will do it. We will do it. Okay, how many of you have remembered anytime they preached to you before, like, maybe long before, say, not this gospel. Let me wait till I'm 50 or 65. Then I will believe the gospel. Have you thought like that before? I catch you. Just say, I'm still young. Now, which one is all this? He say, tomorrow will be too late. No, it won't be too late. It's too late. It won't be too late. Guess what? What will make you postpone to 60? We postpone the 60 to 80. It will become 90. And one day, when one they now catch you, say, oh God, yeah, have mercy on me. Oh God. Everybody on their deathbed, they are all Christians. Praise God. I'm sorry, everybody surrenders. Praise God. And that is if they know what the gospel is by that time. So that's the point. Let me first go and do this. Let me first. It's not wrong for you to do this. But once the call comes, we don't talk about anything else. We don't. Once the call rings, we don't say family first, children first, work first, this first, career first, beauty first, beauty pageant first. What else comes first? Mascara first. Amari first. Amma. What else? After Amma, what's the next thing? Scriber first. Blowing first. If you see how scripture, oh God, I wonder maybe we study Solomon again. We study every commentary in this about Solomon. He was a big dishi. No name of dishi. Sorry. After what is the name of dishi, Jerry? Tell her. Dishi. No. It's more than disgrace. Dishi. Yes. Tembelue, thank you, Tembelu. Write that down to Tembelu somebody. You see, if God so clothes the flowers, what is mine is coming very soon. You see, if God so clothes the flowers that today is, tomorrow is not. That's that same flower. It says Solomon in all his glory. It's not really like one of them. You don't understand. Solomon. I think it's already in what is man. In his days, Bible says gold is like what? Stone. Silver is like everywhere. He was the real empowerer. He empowered people. He was the thing that all of us are looking for in Nigeria right now. That is his kingdom. Although he made them walk, but everybody's was, it was an ethnic kingdom. But why? Jesus just said, in all his glory. Hebrews 11 deleted him. They could mention Rahab. They mention Sarah, Jephthah, Gideon. As they are ready, maybe somebody wants to write Solomon by himself. Because you say, if I catch you, guess what? Do you, if you remember the prophecy of in that 2 Kings 1 and no, it's not 1 and 2. Solomon, 1 Kings. 1 Kings around David died in chapter where he offered a thousand burnt offering. Okay, it's Chronicles. That is very clear. So when he offered those stuff, if you remember, it was actually an utterance from God that I will make you rich. I will bless you. But hearken diligently to my voice. That hearken diligently is to be like your father, is to believe the gospel and progress in the gospel. He left the hearkening diligently. He pursued the additives. He got the... See the issue? He got the additives. In fact, he overgot it. Some people will just tell you that before you can get other things, I will say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then God will give you all that things. That means if you don't seek the kingdom of God, God will not give you. I bet it with you. Seek other things, you will get it. But you will not please God. Are you with me? You will get it. You will get it. And that is what, and that is our race today. Our race. Sin will always be what? Priority error. Something before God. In fact, someone before God. Maybe my wife, when she wanted to marry, she made an utterance that she didn't know the meaning. So she's looking for somebody that likes God above everything else, including her. please don't scatter my family, please. Let's leave that. let's leave that, please. You know, but to be candid, even sisters here, most of them cannot say that. I'm looking at them one night. Somebody that like God above everything, including me. There was a lie. Oh God. Now let me and God take 50-50. No cheating. Sin will always be priority error. So let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. Proton. I love that. You know, I think that was Israel that sang that. The one who gave us life deserves to be served by the very life he gave. I live for this cause. This is my devotion. And that's a lot. He didn't say you should not enjoy everything. But there is something that he said before subduing the earth is about man must be in my image. Man must be in my image. And if you have, I'm leaving salvation now. If you look at the investments that mankind has put into, like, let me say, IT technology, you will be so unserious to say that man cannot know God. Programming. C++, Fortran. We don't do Java again. AI is now. That's what right now is just to tell the AI what to do. If you see the investment that has gone into this, in fact, you will see a law book
just based on land, though. Land that is just to come and
settle. Let's settle in our culture. How do they do land? Is just throw stone, mark it, settle. And if the people did not agree, use. No, you use ado. Don't know about ado. Use juju. Put you in the place, and the people will not come again to the land. That's all. They will say they are doing. Land law, Abi. Land law, and you will see the book. Property law. What is inside? Book. It's so simple. Agree or So, but yet, if you look at everything, so precise. So precise.
Are you with me?
So you see how men can evolve thinking. It was somebody that thoughts. We can have electricity. And thinking, research.
God did not say you should not do it. Why not just first give me that same mind first? That's all.
What we're looking for? Proton first. First.
Because that is the reason for man. Man is to be in my image. I've told you, Adam was work in progress. He has not reached the man in the mind of God before he went astray. He has not gotten there.
Amen, amen.
Let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, of course, I'm not saying this verse is talking about salvation. I'm just using that to explain priority error. No man having put his hand to the plow, and what looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Of course, referring to ministry.
So, are you with me now? So what, I said something the other day. I said, what did we see in Adam? We saw stubbornness. We saw unrepentance. Stubbornness. Stubbornness, unrepentance. I told that Adam's response in chapter 3 is part of the sin. That is part of that evil act of unbelief in departing from the living God. Because you saw his response in chapter 3 was not apologetic. His response was not that, was not even remorseful. Thank you, sir. He was not remorseful. Was rather trying to prove his right. It's not me now. It's the wife you gave me. Blaming God's provision for his own action. Stubbornness. Unrepentant. Same as Cain's response too. Cain's response still shows that he was still on that journey too. He was still on the journey. His response. He was still on the journey. So again, what did we see in Adam? My will before God's will. That's what we saw in Adam. My way before God's way. My will before God's will. Again, James 1:13 and 14. My way before God's way. My will before God's will. And like I told you last part, the issue about my way is that it will look right to you. It's not my life. Who told you it's your life? It's not my life. Can't I do what I like with my life? And most of those people, if something now catches them and they are on the hospital bed and they are like this, they will forget that it's their life. I was telling somebody, is it today or yesterday? That's it. Oh God. Hope you know you can be carried away with your beauty. See, this is my man right now. If we pimp him up. This is nice. You see everything. If you pimp him, and every day he's now putting on Instagram, give me a cool slang, a cool MC jazz. Tra. Man cool. Man's not us. If we capture it, oh God. It doesn't even need plenty additives though. Just who can do makeup here? Just make him up small and use the phone to do the rest of the makeup. Some people, it's because they are fine. That's why they will not enter the room. I said, ha, see my hair. Today is purple. Tomorrow is red. Have you? What's the color of that? Yeah, no. Tomorrow is, see my hair. And you so carried away with yourself. So carried away. It's not me. It's my bed dinner. Me. You are there. Darkness is inside. I was joking, telling somebody some years ago. I said, have you seen Bookie do picture on WhatsApp sisters? See us. You don't even. That one, leave that. Praise God. Oh, have you seen peace that I've ever? Yeah. All things are passed away. Glory to God. So now, please don't get the extreme. Don't get the extreme. Okay, I'm just saying, you cannot be carried away with yourself. Same people. God forbid, not be on the hospital bed. The body that they are, they just drop everything like this. Pastor, I mean, sorry, not pastor. Doctor, just do anything you want to do. Operate it. Just cut everything, please. Then there's no Snapchat. I'm surrendered. Let me just leave. Thank you. Now, they will not say that we are opening like that. No, opening like that. Opening will be what? Opening will be, we are raining. So relax. Tell them, say relax. Say cool down. Oh. Cool down. Oh God. I didn't know. Who have listened to this music before? He said, one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was a child. Avin, what do you use this to? Divange. That guy was actually, I think he was in the UK, an European. Very nice, cool guy. See, 27. So, it's, what is the name of that thing again? Live, is it Live Free or? I'll find it, I'll post it for you. Very cool song. But, like, and the thing of the song is that Live Free, like, live a life you will remember, like just catch fun, have fun, everything. In fact, it was me and Pastor Ari then in my house in Ibadan. Then they were watching songs, wow, awesome. They almost spoke in tongues over it. It's a year after that. The guy was living like you remember. I think he drank, just committed suicide, died. Very fine guy. Avinch. What do you call him? Yes. What? See, life cannot be enjoyed outside the priority of God. It's a risk. It's a risk. It cannot be. It's a risk. Any, once you are trying to enjoy life outside God's priority, you are like a man walking with one leg on a cliff. Anything you will, some people by chance they survive, and yes, they will still go to hell, but you are risking it. A marriage, oh God, I'm not start going to other sermons. A marriage you establish only on hangout, on sex, on everything, you are standing on one leg. Praise God.
Life cannot. Why? There is a giver of life, and the one that gave life had something in his mind.
So much. So anyway, just write James 1:13-14 down. That is, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Let me continue today right now.
So Jesus did not pay for unbelief. He said Jesus paid for our sins. The death of Jesus did not pay for unbelief, either before he came or after. He cannot. It's impossible. Unbelief is departing from the living God. That is, unbelief is the meaning of unbelief is departing from God. That cannot be paid for. That cannot be reconciled. I mean, I'm not saying the person. That attitude cannot be paid for. That is not one of those sins that could be paid for.
Back to that Matthew 12.
Unbelief has always been a disdain of God's love, which is God's Christ. Unbelief has always been a disdain of God's love, a disdain of God's Christ.
So, what he does, let me wait for you so I can write this down clearly. What God does to the man in unbelief, he appeals to the man in unbelief through the preacher. He appeals to the man in unbelief through the preacher for him to change his action. He appeals to the man in unbelief through the preacher for him to change his action from the pattern of Adam's disobedience to Christ's obedience. That's what God does to the man in unbelief. He cannot pay for his sin. I mean, that is not payable. So, the death of Christ is to initiate obedience in men to the gospel. The death of Christ is an appeal. Is to initiate obedience in men. To initiate. Please write that down clearly. Is to initiate. It's not because Jesus died, everybody suddenly believed. Or also everybody is righteous. No. The death of Christ is to initiate obedience in men to the gospel. To cause them to believe. Not to overrule people's unbelief. Not to say Jesus has died, your unbelief is no more. No. The death of Christ is to motivate you to change your unbelief to faith. Just write it down anywhere you can write it, but I want you to guess that concept. Ecclesiastes. So back to Matthew 12, right now, 31. It's not to overrule people's unbelief. That means, Jesus died. That message of his death, what it will do to a man is a man will hear it. I will now say, oh, God loves me. Therefore, I will change my action from rebellion to what? Righteousness. That's it. So it's not that because Jesus has died, suddenly, automatically, unbelief is no more, or he paid for unbelief. No. Unbelief must be repented of. Sorry, is it repented? Pardon me. Unbelief must be what? Help my grandma. Grandma life. Must be repented of. Repented from. Thank you. That's better. Of. Repented from. That means unbelief must always be repented from. You must desist. Man must desist from unbelief. So the death of Christ is also a tool for God to beg man to stop this action called unbelief. That's the work of the death of Christ. Don't forget, I said his death, so not his resurrection. We'll trash that out clearly later. So see Matthew 12, verse 31. Matthew 12, 31. Therefore I say unto you, I'm sure you are there. Maybe you will now get this clearer now. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of what? Sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. You know, whatever that is, you must take it serious. That is one sin that God, Jesus said, I cannot deal with. It cannot be forgiven. See verse 32. Let's read slowly, 32, slowly. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. See that last word? Look at the Bible. Neither in what? This world. Neither in the world to come. That means God has not pardoned this sin before. The sin must be repented from. It cannot be pardoned. Do you know why? Unbelief is, I don't want God. So he say, either in this dispensation, before redemption, before the resurrection, or AD, either AD or BC, either before redemption or after redemption, this cannot be forgiven. John 16. Some people have said, that means sin against the Holy Ghost is when you abuse a minister of God. It's when the Holy Ghost say, come out, and you didn't come out at all. You know, all those things. No, please. Don't forget, the scripture defines its terms for us, right? The scripture defines its terms for us. So, what is it? So, the first thing, before you say, how can you sin against the Holy Ghost? You must first look for what is the work of the Holy Ghost? What is the duty of the Holy Ghost? What is the assignment of the Holy Ghost? You must know what the Holy Ghost does before you can know how you can sin against him. Are you with me? Thank you. So, John 16, now 13. 16, 13, slowly. Let me know you are there. John 16, 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Let's read 14 and 15, please. Want to go? He shall glorify who? He shall glorify who? Me, right? For he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. 15. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of who? Mine. Again, see that 15. All things that the Father hath are whose? Mine. That means anything you are looking up from God, where will you find it? In me. So he will now take of me, divine presence. Sure, you are looking at your Bible. Please, please. So he will now take of mine and will show it unto you. That means the message of the Holy Ghost is the same Jesus. Oh, I'm coming slowly. The message of the Holy Ghost is the glorified Christ. Glorified Christ. So if we backtrack, if I go too further, to that same Matthew chapter 12, verse 32, when he said, okay, sorry, I know I'm fast. I want you to comprehend, so I'll wait for you. Matthew 12, 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man. That is talking about speaking against the humanity of Jesus. If you are speaking against Jesus as a person, no problem. But if you are, whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost,
to speak against the Holy Ghost is to be against Jesus in his redemptive office. Is to speak against Jesus in what? His redemptive office. Redemptive office. Redemptive office. Because the message of the Holy Ghost is the same, glorified Jesus. Glorified Jesus. So if you say Jesus, no problem. But if you say Jesus, you didn't die, you didn't come out from the grave for me, that is sin against the Holy Ghost, because that is the message of the Holy Ghost. And write that down in any way you can remember. Please, please, please. Summarize, paraphrase, make sure you write down all the elements I just said. So, that will not be forgiven regardless of dispensation. Go back again to Acts 5:31. The duty of the Holy Ghost is to proclaim through a preacher the suffering of Christ and the glory that follows. The duty is to proclaim through a preacher the sufferings of Christ and the glory that follows. This could be done, this was done before Jesus came and after he came. Both. Same potency. Both in the Old Testament. We have this in the Old Testament. Just like when people rejected the message of Noah, that is them sinning against the Holy Ghost. When a Lot was preaching in Sodom and Gomorrah and they rejected him, that is sinning against the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Praise God. When he used Canaan as a figure of speech to typify Christ for the children of Israel, and they refused to enter Canaan, that is sinning against the Holy Ghost. So it's not a sin that is peculiar to the New Testament era. Don't forget, he said it's either now or what? He said, shall not be forgiven now or in this world or in the world to come. Regardless of divination, of dispensation rather, this cannot be overlooked. So go to Matthew, Acts 5:31. The same message is as powerful before redemption and as after. The same message is powerful, is potent. The difference is what men receive. Okay, Acts 5:31. Nice sonship and rest. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Acts 5:31. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. 32. Want to go? Let's read. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. To obey him there is to believe the gospel. So he's saying the Holy Ghost is a witness. See that 32, Barak, look at your Bible. He said we are his witnesses of these things, so also is the Holy Ghost. That means we are not the only witness. In fact, we are witnesses because of the Holy Ghost. That's the point. We are witness because of the Holy Ghost. Again, we are witnesses because of the Holy Ghost. It takes a man that has believed the gospel. It takes a man with the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. And in the Old Testament, it takes a man that is influenced by the Spirit to preach the gospel. Just write down the one if you can remember. In the Old Testament, it takes a man influenced by the Spirit to preach the gospel. And in the New Testament, it takes a man indwelt by the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. So he says, so also is the Holy Ghost. See, we are. So what I'm saying in that Acts 5:32 is that we are witnesses because the Holy Ghost has partnered with us, or because we are partnered with the Holy Ghost. Which one is better? Is it we are partnered or you partnered with us? Which one do you think is better? I think it's we are partnered with him.
Are you with me? That means a man that partners with the Holy Ghost through believing the gospel, obviously, is a witness of the resurrection of Christ. So, he is a witness of the resurrection. He testifies about the forgiveness of sin. The Holy Ghost through the preacher tells the world, your sins has been laid on Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, we are not tired of this message. It's not boring in our mouths. It's not a cliche. It's not an unnecessary repetition. That's the point. It's not. It's not just you are not tired of it. It gives us joy. It gives us joy. That, hey, your sins has been laid on Jesus. He tells the world through the preacher that their sins has been laid on Jesus. Now, that clearly tells us something. That any man born of the Spirit or influenced by the Spirit is commissioned to preach the gospel. Every man, because that is the key duty of the Spirit. Every man born of the Spirit or, let me say, influenced by the Spirit is to preach the gospel. He has been commissioned of God to preach the gospel, to carry out this ministry of reconciliation. John 16, verse 8. John 16, verse 8. Yeah. Are you with me? Thank you. John 16, verse 8. Let's read slowly. And when he is come, that is the Spirit, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Let's read, which of sin, because what? They believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Again, go back to verse 9. Of sin, because they believe not on me. So, actually, he will tell the world that your sin has been laid on Jesus. To the unbelievers, he will tell them, like, hey, this is your sin. He will not accuse the world, okay? The word reprove does not mean accuse. He will tell the world through the preacher. Don't forget, the gospel is not an accusative message. No, no, no. It's good news. It's good news. It's good news. So it's not that he will tell them that a woe to you for your sin. No, but he will reprove them. Guy, change your action. Your sins has been laid on Jesus. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Very clear scripture. Now, please write this down. Glorifying Jesus is all the Spirit cares about. That is the work of the Spirit. That is the duty of the Spirit, is to glorify Jesus. Not glorifying the toils of man, not glorifying self, not glorifying the laws of Moses. No, his duty is to glorify Jesus, to glorify the finished work of Christ. Why? Because Jesus is a pleasure of God. He is the intention of God. He is the new creation of God. He is the man of God. He is the man that men should be after. Are you with me? Okay. Let me ask you this question now. When you are done, show heads up when you are done. I'll switch off this thing. Okay. Good. So, is the Holy Ghost God? That's the question. Let me answer. No, that I try to answer for you small, everywhere. I don't say it once. But is the Holy Ghost God? Yeah, we should come your mouth like a titties on fire. Is the Holy Ghost God? Is the Holy Ghost God? Are you Muslims? Is the Holy Ghost God? Is the Holy Ghost God? Jesus. See unbelief in the house. It's actually serious. It's actually serious. No, please write this down. So let me explain it for you. Just so the Holy Ghost is actually God on a mission. God in an activity. God in an activity. God on a mission. God that we see doing something. Now, write it down this way. We call him the Holy Ghost. When God relates with man, that is why we call him the Holy Ghost. But don't forget, if God will relate with man, where will he relate with? His mind, his body, or his spirit? His spirit, right? So that means God relating with man. Relating with man. He is the Holy Ghost. Write this down. Either speaking through man or living in man. Either speaking through man or living in man. Now, write this down. Outside man, we call him God. Outside man, we call him God. But once God collabs with, sorry for that word, with man, either by influence in the Old Testament prophecy or by the new birth in the New Testament, new creation, that is why we call him the Holy Ghost. Have you seen again now that word Trinity is strictly a redemptive concept? You cannot explain Trinity outside salvation. Praise God. So, is the Holy Ghost God? Yes, right? But God, what? Relating with man. The same way, why do we call Jesus? If you say, is Jesus God? We say, yes, he is God that what? Became a man. That means God on a mission. Praise God. Are you with me? God on a mission to save. Jesus is God on a mission to save. But because he's on a mission to save, part of the mission is to become a what? To become a man. To become a man. Are you getting me today?
Yes, sir.
This is the slowest I've ever preached, right, Bookie? God on a mission to save, we call him Jesus. God living man, influencing man directly, we call him who? The Spirit. So there is no spirit without man. That is why, remember in Genesis 1, and the Spirit of the Lord brought over the face of the waters. And we said that is the activity of what? Preaching the gospel. Oh, where is Grace? She's not here. She has an assignment. So John 15:26. John 15:26. I'm using all this to explain to you where I'm going. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Now, there's a lot there. He shall testify of who? Of who? Of me. That also tells you that every activity of the Spirit must be centered on who? Christ. Do you remember when I was teaching about prophecy in this church? That you don't use prophecy to join a man and a woman together. No. You don't use prophecy to... Prophecy is not to arrange business. No. Prophecy is strictly about Jesus and his ministry. All those things that you are using to join Boo and Bay is not prophecy. It's not. It may just be word of knowledge that you just abused. Prophecy is strict. 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 On Jesus and his ministry. Okay, I didn't want to... Now, okay. Get this right, eh? The things we discern by the Spirit is different from the duties of the Spirit. Things we get done by the Spirit is different from the will, from the inclination, from the real desire, from the real duty of the Spirit himself. Selah, selah, selah. That's a lot. If you can breathe on that, that's a lot. Happy Lolo. That's a lot. If you understand what I just said, you understand the reason why you have plenty, just says the Lord. And somebody prayed that somebody should die, and the guy died. If you understand what I just said, you understand why the one died. Sorry, that was something by the Spirit, by the devil. That is the reason why that a prediction is correct does not make it the will of God. Amen, amen. Okay. I mean, does not make the instruction based on the prediction the will of God. So that means I can do things just like Brother Raphael is a Nepa man, but if you give him clothes, Raphael, let's wash clothes. With Raphael, we can wash. This is a very kind of way of explaining what I'm just saying. Raphael can, okay, he can wash clothes. Okay, he can drive. Sorry, he cannot drive. No, he can drive bike. He can do this. But what is the real job? Nepa. Right? So, what is the real duty of the Holy Ghost? The glorified Christ. That means, can you hold the Holy Ghost accountable for anything done outside this? No. Is that clear, guys? I mean, it's not everything you see in the Holy Ghost that you say this is the work of God. Oh, God. Where did I have the plan to preach that one? The work is much, but the laborers are few. The laborers is the number of available days. Pray here the Lord of harvest may give us more what public holiday, and I should be around in the public holiday. Amen. Okay, Hebrews chapter 3, number 7. I want to stop preaching by 12. We can have at least 4 stretch hours to pray, then before we rest. Hebrews 3, verse 7. Well, are you getting what I'm saying today, guys? So he will testify of me. The testimony of Jesus, that is what we owe God, what the Holy Ghost accountable to. But, oh, thus says the Lord. Ah! Raphael, you will marry... Who is there? By the right hand side, left hand side, by center side. Ah! And this is the... Oh. Yes. And she will be the lady that will rescue you from spiritual... ah! And you not marry the girl. And instead of the girl to rescue you from spiritual... She now increases the spiritual wala. So what's happening? Is that one part of the testimony of Jesus? It cannot be. So get that right. Get that right. That's why he said, see what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Say, no man speaking by, right? The Spirit of God, right? Calling Jesus across. That means a man actually speaking by, can claim to be speaking by, and he's calling Jesus across. So he said, no man speaking by the Spirit of God, calling Jesus across. And no man can say Jesus is Lord, but by the words. You see now? So the one that Jesus, the Spirit is responsible for is what? To say that Jesus is Lord, to glorify redemption. So let's get that clear. Okay, it will help you not to be shaking when prophecy is going on, or when words are going on. Don't shake. Just receive, remain and receive. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The only door says the Lord that is biding is that Jesus died and rose again. Is that clear?
Yes.
That is the one that you must not doubt. If you doubt that one, you are going to where? I think we're about Jason. Hey, long to skip. And what's the consequence? Oh God. Hebrews 3 verse 7 now. Glory, glory, glory. Hebrews 3 verse 7. Open your Bible. Yeah, they are wearing their weapons of cold warfare. And he still got the rays of Alta. Come on, let us sing in the league with everybody. Thank you. And I still got the rays of Alta. Still got the kitos last day. Libo, libro, la, take a bala, maso, bala, masha, malanda, bala, bala, de. Imbro, trekete, lemo, so, vali, so, vali, maste. Yebo, le, mana, mana, rasa, bala, te, 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 te. Lipolate brochala sevrola saprile massa sevolatate limala noto sevola dade imbrechelazo brala dade da ikelate te mala sovate te imbrechola sovate te master imbrochele mozatate stavalaste yekelimaze kolamanaos Limo la bazata, limo la to bazete, imbrile so vralaza, imbrile boza vralaste, shatabala masate, sapala matate, ko limo ratema mona, stova shema mirda. Oh, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, come in and in your stone. I found Christ. I found victory. I found Christ. Found the reason for life. Oh, I found Christ. I found victory. I found Jesus. Found my reason for life. Thank you, Lord. Kanyosto fastigante castigavante stugatirante lonaco zava yetete lavastete volibra tremantosa libro travel laste fante polamanta pretete clintos dava lamaste volepora. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I found Christ.
I found
the victory. Say, we have victories. And we also have the victory. Say, right now, I've got the victory. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, Hebrews 3 verse 7 now. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost sees. Who knows how the Holy Ghost look like? She looks like Bookie, amen. Praise God. As the Holy Ghost sees. The Holy Ghost is wearing Z here, praise God. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Although you are seeing the word in the day, it's not referring to a singular 24 hours. Okay? Don't forget I define unbelief for you. Unbelief is a process of time. You must keep running away from God for you to escape God. You will keep running. Because as you are escaping, what is he doing to you? He's pursuing you. So what must you do? You must run faster. You must contradict. You must blaspheme. Amen, amen. So he said, as the Holy Ghost said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Ah. So the Holy Ghost speaks, right? That means a preacher is speaking. Exactly. So that means this Hebrews 3:7 is fulfilled in the preaching ministry. Don't look for where the Holy Ghost stays and where it's in the preaching. Adding not your stubbornness as he is appealing to you. If you hear his voice, adding not your heart. Let's read verse 17. Hebrews 3:17. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that was sin, who Kekas sees fell in the wilderness? So who was the preacher in those 40 years? Moses. So when he was saying, as the Holy Ghost said, it was Moses that was preaching. That was the point. Don't look for the Holy Ghost in a mysterious shape. No, is the preacher, is the activity of the preacher. Are you with me, brethren? You know, this says a lot. And don't forget, is the Holy Ghost that we saw brooding over the surface of the earth in Genesis 1 that resulted in, let there be light, right? And there is light. That means until we do our job of preaching, don't expect light. Don't expect it. You like go and lock yourself in the mountain, okay, a Rio. You say, okay, Bami, okay, Bashiri. Can you give me another mountain? No, no, you have been to that one before, I catch you. Hey, man, what are you looking for on that mountain? Is it husband or? Okay, Agbara, amen. Is there, you don't have any mountain in your area? No, no mountain, eh? That's not. God, you know, we have mountains. We have closer. Your vast are. See all the geos in Nigeria. You know, we have more Yorubas than. But we have mountains, so we are closer to God. Praise God. Amen, amen. Tell them to go and try a mountain in Jos. You will freeze there. Very cold. So no. So now. What was I trying to say? Say initially, until you preach, until we preach, don't expect. So if like run up upon mountain, meet you have gone 21 white fasting. If I start telling you, you just be there. God share. You say share for 2 hours. God share. Then you can't speak in tongues. Tell your tongues. You say, let's pray for Turkey. Wow, Father, let the fire of your revival. Let the sword eat them. Oh yeah, who wants to go to Turkey? Pastor, I want to marry. I think I was hearing that from Pastor Nanka. Is it today or when? He said, but the way Pastor said it was, he said it's your irresponsibility to be praying for a nation. You're not willing to go. So you are so irresponsible. So if you're in the prayer meeting, you say, let's pray for Afghanistan. Before you pray, ensure you are ready. If you're not ready, just say, shut your ass. Glory, glory. So actually,
the change we are looking for. That's what I'm saying. That we all stood in the south. We are saying, God, we pray for the north. stretch. Everybody, stretch forth your hand to another part of Nigeria. Now check your compass. Compass, guys, where's north? Okay, this is north. Okay. You don't know you use compass in. Guys, you're not doing advanced prayer meeting. You find compass. Find the geographical north pole. Yeah, everybody, yeah, this is north. Okay, everybody, face this place. Face the north. Yes. Stretch your hand. Say, oh, gospel of Jesus. Oh, gospel of Jesus. Fall on them. Is it bomb? They will say there is a. They will say advanced countries. They are going to. They are going to homosexuals. They are going to. Let's be praying for them. Let's be praying for them. God, you have to be looking at this. God, you say, which type of wala is this? Wala, you pray. Angels will look. Angels will face them. They say, okay. So what should we do? I don't know. should we go without them? Say, what can we do? We can't destroy like Sodom and Gomorrah. So, what? I know they go. You have to go and sit down somewhere. Amen. So, no matter, that is the point. Now, imagine if this, at least small mission mindedness, imagine if all believers are like that. And hope you know it's not, and we have plenty of Christians. If you go to, there are some old streets in London, streets. That Nigerians are there like water. Like, in fact, they carry their African culture there. I mean, not just the culture, they are our rubbish. You see, early in the morning, instead of them to go and base, they will send tiny rapper, women, abusing themselves from window to window, like, you know, face me and face you, all those type of stuff. In London. So it's not that we are looking for opportunity to cross. The ones that have crossed, what are they doing there? Just make money. Ah, finally, thank God. I don't have a problem with Nepal. That's all. Just fine. Nepal. At least there's security.
Praise God.
Like I said some times ago, I said, on serious Christianity, they contribute more to. We are just not serious now. That's the point. And trust me, if all of you get visa, I will allow you all go, but not this year, sure. Maybe when all of you are finished, workers in training, ministers training, pastors training, GOs training. After GOs training, I have God training. After I have gone you, must become God. You're not doing exam to become God. Then that's it. What I'm just simply saying is that matured. Once you are matured, you know, I'm sure that by Father, we don't get there, we will not become Father philanthropist. Oh, Father, everything is soft. Hallelujah. Because it's soft. So, say the gospel is go to all the world. So we can't just sit here and we are saying that. One of the prophecies that came some weeks ago is actually God told us, say, well, don't really focus on consolidation. That means don't say, I want to build a 1,000 capacity dome. Say dome. Amen. 1,000, not just. They want to have one. The day you see me, I have 1,000 people somewhere. 1,000. I have 300 somewhere. 200. Relax now. I have 200, and they're all in one place. I'm the only pastor. Teaching all of them. Like this. And they're there 1 year. Out of that 200, they will find 50 bookie. Hallelujah. Send them like this. Go. Of course, after being assured. Say the gospel is go ye to the world. That means, firstly, you must. That's why I told you about willing. At times, firstly, first go and do for willing, and people are already ready.
to receive. Then with them, you team up with the environment and bring many more to Christ. So actually, that is actually my own mission. I'm not after geoism. I mean, or big churchism. Hallelujah. Actually, I know people will still become my church member for a long time before she goes, and women will be by the left hand side of God, and she will face at the right hand side of God. So, we must be world minded. Do you know the meaning of having a thousand crowd? You will be convenience. You'll be fine. You will be fine. That's one thing I still love about RCG. That mission. Go. Say we must go. What's the point? Let's stop being hypocritical. Marriages make people go. Jobs make people go. Location, in fact, flood makes people, some people go. Omiyale. Thank you. Somebody from Omiyale, tell you that. Don't be shy. So flooding makes people relocate. What does make people relocate? NYC. Thank you. You relocate. In fact, some people just say, I think in this Abuja I am, I don't have good guys that are not toasting me. Let me relocate to a place where I can have good toasters. You don't know? You are lucky now. You know you got your own. You would have relocated from, you go from Port Harcourt, go to Benin, go to Lagos. Finally! You now met one. In Yola. Amen. So if all these man things can cost men, how much more the gospel? Praise God. Are you with me? So we stay spiritually minded. We stay heavenly minded. We'll focus. Focus on the will of the Father. We'll focus on the word of my Father. So let it do. I will finish the word you sent me. Pam, 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 tan, tan, tan.
I will live for the Lord. Amen.
I will live for the man you died.
I will live for the man
you died. Pam, tan, pam, 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 pam. I will never give up on love. One more time, sing.
I will finish the work you sent me.
Nobody.
I will never give up on love. I will live for the one you died. I'll stay spiritually minded, and I'll stay heavenly minded. I'll focus on the will of my Father. Focus on the work of the Father. I will finish the work you sent me. I will never give up on love. I will live for the man you died for. Spiritually minded, I'll stay heavenly minded. I'm focused on the will of.
So to stay that heavenly minded, eh? It's not you are going to heaven. Okay? It means things in Christ, okay? Things in Christ. When I say you are staying heavenly minded, it means you are staying scripture minded. Scripture minded. That's the point. I'm sticking with the priorities of the scriptures. I'm sticking with the mission of Jesus. I'm sticking with the pattern he prescribed for us.
I'm focused on the will of the Father.
I'm focused on the work of my Father.
I will finish the work
you sent me.
Call him at ever that
I will never give up. I will never give up.
You're upstanding, everybody. Let's sing spiritual melody. Come on, one, two, go. Yeah.
And I'll stay spiritually minded. I'll stay heavenly minded. On the will of my Father.
At times, we model Christianity like it's just for us. Like, I don't know how to read what is here. I'll not be sincere with it. That's the issue. Everything you see us doing here is not because we love to be hard, to be difficult. No. But I don't know how to read what is here and to now trivialize it. How do we read what is here? We should now hold this with, if we don't want to do it, let's go and do our life. If you want to do it, how should we do it? Let's do it with the priority. Every instruction as touching the gospel is to take the priority of our life. Abi? What is the meaning of going to all the world? That means my... hope you know it's not fun going to all the world. That means it's almost like I will not allow anything to hold me in one place. That means what takes me around is the gospel. And of course, as I now preach the gospel, I will now fix my life along the line. Are you with me? That means my reason for living, my duty is that gospel. So as I preach, as the gospel ordered my life, we have a song that God commands my destiny, right? That's our song. It says God commands my destiny. So, that means as the gospel commands my destiny, I will now fix other things of life around that path that the gospel has set for me. That's it. That means it's not that I will first go and look for a destiny outside the gospel. I will now use the gospel as a supporting striker. No.
That's what is in the Bible. So don't, when I give you something strange that looks in that line, it's not my fault, it's what I saw. What I saw. Everybody have left something to be here, to be committed like this. Everybody here. Everybody, not just me, everybody, all of you. I didn't think there's anybody here that your old friends, your family agrees with what you are doing here, that your work pattern agrees. But that is the mindset that goes far from God. It's the same mindset that the men in God's general that they had. People that can seal themselves off in a place 7 days and just praying. 24 hours, 7 days, praying. Hope you know, you cannot pick this power thing and you are thinking of marrying somebody that is not serious. It's not even occurred to you. Are you with me? It will not even look. It will look so irritating. Are you with me? It will not, you know, you won't be able to conceive it. Thank you. What is the correlation? How possible? If this thing really eats you, money cannot be. It is so smart. So somebody is use money to tempt you. Don't worry. Let's go to this place. They will pay you this one. Why is the plan of God there? See, God sets a path for us, and thank God for a good local church. They help us in that plan. Along that path, we now fix everything in our life. So don't forget where we started from. Luke 9. Proton, God first. Say God first. Say God first. Say we are men that have chosen to put God first. Now, do you know the good part? Do you know the good part of this journey? You are not alone. Glory! No, I want you know you should celebrate God for a believer beside you, for a co-believer, for your father, your family, your mother, your family, for your co. Glory!
Glory!
No, it's actually a consolation. That you are not alone in this journey. If you are alone, it's divine. If you are alone, I know what we have already. Oh, hallelujah. Men with the same mindset. So this is a colony of ministry-minded people. Hallelujah.
Have stayed spiritually minded.
God.
not giving up on men, eh? Okay? Don't forget, that is not only not giving up on your disciples. Keep playing, sir. Don't forget, okay? Not giving up on men actually means not giving up on ministry. Not giving up on men also means not giving up on learning. E.g., are your pastors, are they men or not? Are they men? Yeah. You who set your exam, are they men? If you give up an exam, what are you giving up on? I'm giving up on men. Considering the end of their conversation. Considering why they are telling you to do what you are doing. Amen. So when we are saying we will not give up on men, it's both. That means we are not giving up on both the inputs, which is learning, and the outputs, which is what's preaching and teaching. Amen. Because if there's no input, what would the output be? So in saying I will not give up on men, is I will not give up on the entire shame in ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 And please notice I'm giving you some small words. It looks small. It's not small. Even me, I'm not that strong. Why do you think I pick some people I'm into and I celebrate them heavily? Because perhaps when I ought to be down, they encourage me. Perhaps when I ought to stop the exam, the old exam scheme, this one's ensure that it did not fail. So I said, a consolation that God gave us is what? A neighbor, a friend, someone else in the same thing. Woe to the man that is alone, no? Woe to the man. So that's parable in Matthew 7, around the last part, when he said, he that hears these words, 5, 6, 7, yes, and dwells them, is like a man that builds his house on a what? On a rock. That rock is a colony. He's not isolated. Praise God. Because in Christ, no, the rock is Christ, and in Christ you meet a body. See, in Christ, we have a body. So to build your house on a rock is, I am standing and I am not standing alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that means if you wish to be discouraged, like I love something that some small saint says, say, right now, my mentor is Ifeanyi Jos. Pastor Ifeanyi Jos. If you feel down, look at someone within. Don't look at somebody without. Look at somebody within that can encourage you. Your friend, your neighbor, is there for your stability. Praise God. That's my word for you today. I'm done preaching. We'll sing that song one more time. Then we'll start praying from now. Pray till 4. I'll be done. And during the day, we'll go out again, do the works of Jesus, get the results of God. Dun, dun, dun. I'll focus in the Father. Focus on the work of the Father. I'll finish the work you sent me.